This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Welcome again, listeners, to the APN Podcast Network, originating today from the IAUG Converge 2013 that's going on in Orlando, Florida throughout the week. In this interview, I'd like to introduce you to Melissa Swartz, who has experienced expertise and integrity in the telecommunications consulting industry. Swartz Consulting LLC provides a broad range of telecommunications consulting services to enterprise organizations, all types and all sizes. Their carefully selected staff has extensive industry experience and the expertise to provide their clients with superior analysis and thorough solutions. Melissa, welcome to the APN Podcast Network.
Thank you, Guy.
Melissa, would you tell us a little bit more about your firm? Do you have particular specialties? How large is your firm? What kinds of customers are interested in your services?
I'll answer them in reverse. We have many large enterprise clients. We also have smaller SMB type clients, so they run the gamut. Generally, they are large, multi-location, have their own telecom staff, and they know what they don't know. We do a lot of contact center work. We also do, I used to say system acquisition, although now I think it's more appropriate to say solution acquisition, just because systems aren't always the solution. When people are looking for a way to change out their existing telecommunications systems, we work with them on that. And then we do things like wide area networking, like MPLS networks, local service, long distance, pretty much anything that's in that general telecom area we do.
Right. So what are you seeing as the major challenges that customers are facing today?
One of the hugest ones is budget. I think everybody would agree that money isn't flowing like it has at other times. The question is how to be smart about the money that you do have and how to spend it the best way. And so sometimes that doesn't mean spending the least amount of money, but it does mean spending it intelligently. So how do you get the most bang for your buck? And that can be in terms of applications that you get that actually increase productivity. I mean, the whole world of telephones, you know, where it's just a call to someone else. I mean, those are telephone systems of 10 to 20 years ago. And now there's so much more than that. And they are business productivity tools. And so figuring out how to implement that tool correctly and get the best use out of it, I think is really a challenge. It's really one thing to get the system in and installed, and it's another thing to get the users to adopt and to actually realize that productivity value.
Well, we're all hopeful that the economy is finally emerging from so many years of difficulty.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions around areas of growth that companies are exploring today?
You know, I actually see more growth, I think, in the smaller, the SMB type customers. They are spending money as their businesses grow, and they aren't quite, maybe not as subject to Wall Street expectations as some of the larger companies, and so they are taking advantage of kind of some of the downtime in other companies and trying to spurt ahead and take advantage in areas where other people are tied up. So I actually am seeing more activity in the smaller end than I am in the huge Fortune 100 end.
Tell us a little bit about the work you do with Avaya customers, in particular areas of expertise in the Avaya portfolio that you work with.
A lot of our Avaya customers are contact center heavy customers, and so we do a whole lot of work in that area. And I love the Avaya contact center. I think it's a great system, and I think it's been in place and is so widespread for a good reason. We work with people on changing out contact center solutions, but a lot of times that's the last step you want to take. So how do you make it more productive? How do you tighten up the operation, make it more efficient, which may or may not even be, it may be process-oriented type of changes and not necessarily technology.
Melissa, thank you very much for participating in our podcast today. We've been speaking with Melissa Swartz of Swartz Consulting LLC. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon on the APN Podcast Network for content originating from the IAUG Converge 2013. Please continue to listen throughout the week as fellow APN podcast hosts Mark Fletcher and I continue to bring you content from this important event. This is your APN podcast host Guy Clinch wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.